This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the period between October 1st and October 31st, 2022. Here are the events happening in the sky of Southern California. Mercury rises at 5:43 a.m. PDT, and the sun rises at 6:48 a.m. PDT on the 1st. Mercury is 18% illuminated and 8.7 arc seconds wide. On the 31st, Mercury rises at 6:47 a.m. PDT, and the sun rises at 7:12 a.m. PDT. Mercury is 99% illuminated and 4.8 arc seconds wide. Do not observe any planet when it appears close to the sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Venus rises at 6:21 a.m. PDT on the 1st and rises at 6:01 a.m. PDT on the 31st. It is too close to the sun to be safely observed in October. Do not observe any planet when it appears close to the sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Mars is in Taurus the Bull. On the 1st, the planet rises at 10:20 p.m. PDT with a disk that is 88% illuminated and 12 arc seconds wide. On the 31st, Mars rises at 8:39 p.m. PDT with a disk that is 93% illuminated and 15 arc seconds wide. A telescope capable of magnification of 100 times or more will be needed to show the disk and any large surface features. Jupiter is in Pisces the Fishes. On the 1st, Jupiter rises at 6:22 p.m. PDT, and on the 31st, at 3:15 p.m. PDT. Jupiter's disk is 50 arc seconds wide on the 15th. A telescope capable of magnification 50 times will show the red spot and the four bright Galilean moons, which can be seen moving back and forth, roughly in a line centered on Jupiter. Saturn is in Capricornus the Sea Goat. On the 1st, the planet rises at 4:21 p.m. PDT, and on the 31st, at 2:22 p.m. PDT. The rings and Saturn's largest moon, Titan, can be seen with a telescope capable of magnification 50 times. Uranus is in Aries the Ram. On the 1st, the planet rises at 8:23 p.m. PDT, and on the 31st, at 6:22 p.m. PDT. On the 15th, Uranus is at right ascension, 3 hours, 2 minutes, 7 seconds, with a declination of 16 degrees, 48 arc minutes, 6 arc seconds. Uranus is 3.8 arc seconds wide, and so a telescope with a magnification of 150 times is needed to show its diminutive disk. Neptune is in Aquarius the Water Bearer. On the 1st, the planet rises at 5:56 p.m. PDT, and on the 31st, at 3:56 p.m. PDT. On the 15th, Neptune is at right ascension, 23 hours, 37 minutes, 14 seconds, and declination, negative 3 degrees, 47 arc minutes, 37 arc seconds. Neptune is 2.4 arc seconds wide, and so a telescope with a magnification of 150 times is needed to show its diminutive disk. First quarter occurs on the 2nd, full moon on the 9th, last quarter on the 17th, new moon on the 25th, and first quarter again on the 31st. The Orionid meteor shower is active from October 2nd to November 7th. The Orionids peak on the morning of the 21st. The rate will be about 19 meteors per hour. Orionids are particles shed by comet 1P Halley, and they hit our atmosphere at 41 miles, 66 kilometers, per second. The meteors appear to stream from the area of the upraised club in the constellation Orion the Hunter. Follow All Space Considered and Griffith Observatory on Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events.